Hi Dawn, and welcome to Future Radio. You run two pubs in Norwich, part of the Norwich Bear Brewing kind of company. Could you just give us an idea of what the new proposals are with regards beer, and just an idea of what Pubco's and Tide Beer is?
Well, I actually run two free houses, so my pubs are unaffected directly by what we're talking about here. But the proposals that I've been looking at are to do with the pubcos and licensees who are tied to a pubco. What we're looking at here is pubco consultation. So for years and years, pubcos have been able to basically behave how they like. They've had no kind of regulation set in place. So this consultation is looking at that specifically. And basically that means that they won't be able to abuse the situation. At the minute you have some tenants who are paying, you know, extortionately high rents. They're paying twice as much as, say, I would for some of their beer. They're getting very little help. And, you know, there's a ridiculous amount of bankruptcies, personal debts, people having to leave their homes and, you know, of course, pub closures.
And a pubco is just a name for a group who owns a significant number of pubs, is that right? And Tide Beer, that's where they presumably have a deal, because they're such a big group, they're able to push beer onto landlords.
Well, it all began, if you want the history of it, well, obviously many years ago, and the idea was a brewer would have a pub with a Tide tenant, so the tenant would have a cheaper rent than the normal in exchange for selling the beer for the brewer. So it was a way of getting into the industry. The brewer could have their pub, their beers available in different pubs. Unfortunately, since now these pubcos are more property companies, that's not really happening. The rents are still high. The beer, I don't know what kind of deals they get to get the beer the pub companies, but they're obviously not passing that on to the publicans because, like I say, quite often they're paying twice as much as I would pay for a beer. So that's what it means. Basically, they're tied to what they can sell across their pubs. And that's not just, say, real ale or lager. It'll be wine, spirits, in some cases, soft drinks. It depends on the deal.
OK, I'd just like to ask you more generally about the state of the industry within Norwich and Norfolk. How healthy is it at the moment? Is it all doom and gloom?
I think in Norwich we're quite lucky in the fact that we have so many free houses and so many people actually opening up pubs and getting things going that have been closed for a long time. So I think the Norwich pub market actually looks quite buoyant, but that doesn't mean that the people who are running those pubs are having an easy time. I think far from it. It's an incredibly difficult economic situation that we've got many things against us, and particularly if you are tied to a pub company, which there are some pubs in Norwich that are, it's incredibly difficult to even keep your pub open, let alone be able to have anything for yourself for all the hard work that's gone into it. So I say on the whole, you know, it looks good in Norwich, and we have got a thriving pub community, but things could be very much better for some people.
And what else can be done by the government or by whoever to try and help landlords and landladies?
There's many issues that we're facing at the moment. I mean, obviously, if you're tied to a pubco, there's a huge issue there that's going through consultancy at the moment. We have a ridiculous system of how we pay our business rates for pubs. It's worked out completely different to anyone else. It's based on turnover, pre-credit crunch. So, you know, we're all paying these huge rates. We have lots to deal with just price rises in generally, and the amount of people coming out in general going down. So it's an uphill struggle all of the time. Obviously, a reduction in VAT would be great as well. But I think the consultation for the pubcos is just one area that's going to be incredibly helpful for Tide publicans if we can get something sorted with that.
Super. Thanks for talking to us today, Dawn.
That's no problem.